Radio Prague News. Police have said there is no indication of foul play in the death of a regional court judge. Parliament's Mandate and Immunity Committee has advised deputies in the lower house to strip former Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanova of her immunity, opening the way for prosecution. And German police are reported to have found the newborn baby kidnapped in the North Bohemian town of Trmice last week. Police investigating the death of regional court judge Miloslav Studnička say they have no indication of foul play. At a press briefing on Tuesday, investigators said they found no traces of a struggle and have no reason to believe that Judge Studnička's death was linked to his professional activities. The judge was found dead in his country home in the Novyichin area on Monday with a throat wound. The police are not ruling out suicide or a tragic accident. The situation is complicated by the fact that the bleeding judge was savaged by his own dogs before the police found him. The circumstances of his death have caused widespread speculation since Judge Studnička presided over a number of high-profile criminal cases in the Czech Republic, including that of arsonists who left a toddler in Vítkov with severe disabilities in a racially motivated attack. All four received stiff prison sentences. Parliament's Mandate and Immunity Committee has advised deputies in the lower house to strip Vlasta Parkanova from top 09 of her immunity, opening the way for prosecution. Ms. Parkanova is suspected of abuse of public office and breach of trust in connection with a 3.5 billion crown purchase of Casa military transport planes while she served as defence minister in 2009. According to an independent assessment, the planes were overpriced by 658 million crowns. The former defence minister has come under fire for not commissioning an expert assessment on the price. There, the Institute of State and Law has concluded that no such assessment was required under Czech legislation. Mrs. Parkanova says her conscience is clear. The lower house is to take a final vote on whether to give her up for prosecution later this week. German police are reported to have found the newborn baby kidnapped in the North Bohemian town of Trmice last week. The three-week-old baby girl, who was forcibly taken from her mother in the street, is reported to be safe and sound. Four people have been arrested in connection with the case. The police have not revealed the motive of the crime, but say the kidnappers did not know the baby's family. The baby was just 18 days old when she was kidnapped. A Czech tourist bus full of children travelling from holiday in Italy caught fire on the A2 highway in Austria late Monday night. No one is reported injured, though the bus was completely destroyed by the blaze. According to the APA news agency, the driver stopped the bus just a few metres from a tunnel and the children quickly escaped to safety. Preliminary estimates suggest the fire was most likely caused by a technical defect. A newly introduced vehicle registration system continued to cause problems on Tuesday after completely collapsing on the previous day. Officers around the country reported long lines of clients waiting to register a vehicle and have appealed to car owners to give them time to get the system up and running. The system was completely overhauled as it was transferred from the interior to the transport ministries. A group of people staged a mock funeral procession at the Národní třída metro station in Prague on Tuesday to protest the station's closing down for a two-year period due to construction work in the vicinity. Critics say that wheelchair-bound metro users will lose one of the few metro stations with barrier-free access. There are only two other stops with barrier-free access on the Prague B line, Florence and Smíchov, with lifts in the latter currently being out of operation. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The next few days should be partly cloudy with rain in places and day temperatures between 23 and 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.